So tomorrow, of course, is Friday, and tomorrow's the day that Santa makes his, well, I don't want to say debut because he visits us every year, but this is the first time this year that he's come to visit.
So lots of fun stuff.
So that way, you know, socially distanced in a responsible manner and probably plexiglass over here also.
I'll be curious to find out what they've been doing up there, the North Pole, you know.
More.
Well, 2020 being the year it is.
Yeah, if anybody,
probably more.
If anybody knows, you know, he will know the answer to that.
Right. Like, in other words, he's probably had to be even more careful, but he's hoping to bring even more joy. So I think everybody's been busy. That's what I'm expecting to hear from him.
Yeah.
Speaking of that, I want to say, when I got to work to the studio early this morning, there was an envelope taped to my workspace area right by my
Laptop.
Mm-hmm. And it said Jody, and it was a Christmas card. It's an old, traditional, not a picture on it, with a family in PJs, but a traditional Christmas card. And we all got a Christmas card from our friend Austin.
Yeah,
mine's an old, traditional looking.
Yeah, yours says Peace on Earth. Mine has a beautiful cardinal on it, and it says Noel.
And mine has a wreath and just says Merry Christmas. It's
I love
really
that.
Sweet.
Yeah. So, as Sam said, somebody bought the... the multi-pack.
Oh, yeah, the assorted pack.
Isn't that different and cool to get a traditional Christmas card?
Yeah.
I love
it. You know, it's funny because our girls were saying the other night, Jody, that we haven't received any Christmas cards at the house yet.
I know.
At all.
We haven't received any. It was still early.
Me either.
I'm wondering if we've been banned or
no. A lot of families are scrambling for what to do, want to do something different this year.
Well,
we're still getting it together.
Speaking of different, have we ever gotten a card from him?
From Austin? No.
Austin has over the years. I actually have a gift that Austin gave me years ago that's the history of some of the world's most famous speeches. It's a pretty cool book.
Oh.
It is a cool book, and it's got an audio CD with it, too. That's
how long ago it was.
No. He gives stuff all year long. Every once in a while, he'll bring me snacks.
Oh, yeah. Well, he's done that, yeah.
When he stops at this really cool... Yeah, he brings me those cheese crackers that I can't find just everywhere. I think that's really, really sweet. I think that's kind of the best way to give is, like, unexpectedly.
Mm-hmm. But, you know, showing up, anywhere and having a card, you know, that's
nice.
Just, you know, addressed in kind of the old school way and, was really nice.
I was kind of hoping there'd be a gift card in it, but, hey, you know, it's the season.
This is the gift. The card is the gift.
I know.
By the way, mine says Judy because he spent all these years calling me Judy. Hey, Judy. Joking with me. Anyway. So shout out for the traditional Christmas card.
Coming up with Murphy, Sam, and Jody.
Jody has your first Hollywood Outsider.
Coming up next, though, not charcuterie boards, but there's another board in town that you might want to whip out and whip up for your family. Just in time for Christmas, guess what's a hot thing?
I don't know. You mean a trend this year?
Yeah, a trend. Oh. Well, one of the biggest trends, I guess, all year has been charcuterie boards.
Yeah. Oh, they're
hot,
see,
man.
Right now, the charcuterie houses are hot.
Yeah,
instead
I've seen
of building
those too.
Gingerbread houses, you build everything out of the meat and cheese.
Have you seen jarcuteries too? Those are hot.
Yeah, I've seen jarcuteries.
Like the stuff all stuffed in a jar, and you can give it or just have it out. Everybody gets their own little jar, which is better in a COVID world.
Yeah, Murphy, you take like you know that mozzarella, how it's white, and the balls, and you can make a little snowman on your charcuterie house.
Oh, that's cool. Okay.
Yeah.
A couple of raisins for the eyes.
That would go first, though. Murphy loves those mozzarella
balls.
Well,
I mean, you don't want that sitting out in room temperature too long either. You know, just saying.
Of course not.
Yeah. There he is. There's the true Murphy right there.
I didn't realize that charcuterie boards were that hot. I mean, they're always hot at holiday parties, but I didn't realize that in a COVID world, they would be as hot.
Do you know that I actually saw the other day, you know how you do that thing where you go paint and you drink wine?
Yes.
You know,
whatever
those fancy names are called.
Yeah.
Well, the new one now is doing charcuterie boards.
Oh, I know. You can go take a class and learn how to do it with other people and you come home with a board. Yeah. I know. It's awesome.
And
I was thinking about doing
it. You got some great meat and cheese,
but
too.
But I kind of know how to do it. I've watched a bunch of videos of how to do it.
Sorry, we were talking
about
professional.
What's hot now is a different holiday take on it. It's the hot cocoa board. And it's a cool idea. If you have a bunch of people over, or just that small group of people, your family, and you have hot cocoa, on the board you put, you know, your bowls first with what you want to put in bowls. I would say like chocolate sauce, crushed peppermints, and then you put graham crackers, you can put Andy's mints, you put marshmallows, all sizes of marshmallows. It's just a big board filled with everything you would want to put in or on hot cocoa.
And then you just make your cocoa.
Even cinnamon sticks.
Mm.
Yeah, and then you serve cocoa in cut and glasses. You know, you can do a pancake board. You could do a taco board.
Ooh.
You know, I've seen them.
Yeah.
But anyway, hot cocoa boards are hot for holiday parties.
Yeah.
And Phoebe's having a few friends over.
I mean, at holiday parties, you've got to be super, super careful.
Yeah, but families are still getting together. I'm not talking about hot, like the office party. I'm talking about families are getting together.
Yeah.
You're going to be surrounded by food. Yeah. It's just a hot trend.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
Everything I say.
Trending now. Jody's Hollywood Outsider.
Sam, have I got a show for you in the new year? Ugh. Okay, I know that you know, we all know who Nicolas Cage is.
We're more like treasure protectors.
You love that
about
movie?
The map is
National Treasure.
National Treasure. Can watch it anytime.
He's very special, Nicolas Cage.
He's a great
actor. Hosting a show that will land on Netflix in January. Are you ready for this?
Mm-hmm.
History of Swear Words.
Oh,
really?
I can't tell you the names of each episode.
I'm sure.
Why not?
Each episode does one whole word. So it's six episodes in the series, and it's all the big, impactful swear words that you've
like?
Heard. I can't. But he interviews historians, entertainers, experts.
Wow.
I
mean,
interesting. I guess the only place that you could do something like that is in an on-demand channel.
Yes.
None of the broadcast networks should do that.
Like, and it's funny in itself. It's being produced by the Funny or Die people.
Okay. Well, that makes sense.
And it's funny. Like,
but it is legit, right? They're not making up the
words. They're not making up words. Okay. The first one is a very, very bad word. And he starts with it, and he explains it, and he acts, and it's funny.
Is it the B word?
But he does get, no.
How about the D word?
No.
Funny or Die is Will Ferrell, right?
Yes,
it is Will
is.
Ferrell? Yeah.
Yeah. The first episode is a P word.
Great.
Look for it on Netflix.
Great.
History of Swear Words with Nicolas Cage in January.
Coming up next.
Jody has today's gift a day idea, which is perfect for a pet.
Ruff.
And we'd love for you to be part of the fun. So you can text us or call us at 877-310-4MSJ or hit us up on Facebook or Instagram, whatever works for you.
Today's Give Today idea. You guys ready? If you love your dog more than life itself, which I do, I have such a good, the most uncomplicated relationship in my life is Champ.
Earlier,
my boyfriend dog.
Earlier this week was Gus, my dog's birthday.
Yes,
and I bought him this bone.
Good.
He won't do anything. He just doesn't want it.
I'm sorry.
A bummer.
Sometimes that happens.
What kind?
I don't know.
A loser
it's
bone.
Supposedly tastes like bacon. Obviously not, because he's not on it.
You just never
That's
know.
Weird.
Yeah. Okay. All right. For anybody who has a pet, who's a pet lover, if you want to give them a gift, Murphy, I'm surprised you have not bought these for our pack yet, our three dogs. Now, I take Champ walking almost every day, unless we're too busy. And when I don't walk him, he sulks around the house, and I can feel him looking at me. But anyway, they have several. We've linked one or two for you, but I've seen them at home improvement stores and at pet stores, so you could go pick one out. LED illuminated collars
for
night walking.
Idea, yeah.
Because honestly, with this time of the year, I don't get to walk him until the sun is setting and it's getting dark.
Yeah, that concerns me. I ought to buy one for him and one for you. Not a collar, but you know, I mean, something that's got the LED lights
you
on it.
Should. You know? I should have little wristlets or something.
Does it have, I mean, can you like make the patterns go or is it just lit?
Some of them are just lit. Yeah. Some of them are more boozy than the others.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. You can get them that move, but mm-hmm. they can get them in blue and green. I've seen them in orange and pink. You wouldn't want, you know, I mean, get the one you want.
Right.
But there's all kinds to choose from. They're about $20 or less. You can find them for $15. You can find them for $20.
Mm-hmm.
Rechargeable. You can find those too.
Wow.
So, I mean, I think that's a great idea for someone who walks
cool.
their dog. It's safer for you and your dog.
Mm-hmm.
That's a great idea. Then that way each dog can get a stocking this year.
Yeah, that happens at our house
I wanted
anyway.
The blue one.
Okay, you can get some links, but literally I've seen them and check pet your local pet stores and I've seen them at home improvement stores. In fact, when you lost me in the home improvement store the other day, Murphy,
yeah.
that's what I was looking at.
Okay.
Get a link, giftodayideas@murphysamandjody.com.
Coming up next.
Sam's got music news.
Yeah, gather around, kids. I'll tell you the story about how Dolly Parton turned down the Super Bowl halftime gig.
Oh.
Sam's music news.
It has been 5 years since Katy Perry did the halftime show at the Super Bowl.
Wow. 5 years. Okay.
You know, left
Remember
shark.
The dinosaur. Oh, the shark, not the dinosaur.
Yeah, left shark was the big talk there.
Oh, that's right.
Apparently, Katie had reached out to Dolly Parton before the game and asked Dolly to take part in it with her.
Oh, wow.
And Dolly was all good with it. Problem is, at the last minute, she had to step away and say, I can't do it because her husband apparently was not doing well health-wise.
Oh, no.
And she had to be home to take care of him.
Wow.
But Dolly was going to be part of the halftime show with Katie.
Wow.
But family first.
Yeah.
How beautiful is that?
Yeah.
How beautiful is that?
That is beautiful.
And maybe she should be part of this coming halftime show with The Weeknd.
The Weeknd.
And I do think they should do a tribute to Eddie Van Halen at the halftime show. That's my wish in entertainment.
Yeah, maybe
for 2021.
Maybe David Lee Roth will be out there. They'll keep that Hager guy away.
No, Sammy was closer to him.
Yeah, whatever. Right. I'll wait for the memoir. Elton John, if you're a big Elton John fan, got a little sad news for you. Apparently, he says he's not going to put out any more albums, at least in the foreseeable future. He's still got, whenever COVID gets wrapped up, he's still going to go back on the Farewell Yellow Brick Road tour.
Okay.
That was supposed to be like 4 or 5 years long.
Right.
But he says, that's a surprise to me, though.
I don't know what I'm going to do next. He says, I'm enjoying being a dad. I love being a dad. I've got nothing in my head as far as music goes. So.
Right.
Why do it? Why force yourself to do it?
Yeah, agreed.
Okay. So he said at some point down the road, maybe. But right
if it
now,
happens naturally,
nah.
Sure.
And here is, this is a fun little story I found about a song that we all argue whether or not it is a Christmas song or not.
Met my old lover in the grocery store.
The same Auld Lang Syne.
Yeah.
It's not really a Christmas song. However, it is set on Christmas Eve. That's what I stand by.
Dan Fogelberg passed away in 2007. The girl that this is about she stepped forward and she's now answering the question. She said, yeah this really did happen.
Oh, I'm they glad were, it happened.
They were high school sweethearts in 69 when they graduated. He went west for music. She went to Chicago to teach.
Yeah.
And then in 75, Christmas Eve, they were both at their own family's things and they were both... They
at
left
the liquor store,
to go to the store to get
store.
Things for their own family parties, and then ran into each other.
That's
so
awesome.
So they got a six-pack and went and sat in the car.
Yeah.
On Christmas Eve.
Yeah, it's a love song. It's a love song,
It's
sort
a
of.
Christmas song, and it's true.
Wow.
Excellent.
Hey, coming up, why I'm driving around with an empty 5-gallon bucket in my car.
I was wondering about
Seems
that,
Seems manly.
Sam.
Mm-hmm.
The other day, I had to go to a meeting with ex number two. don't ask why.
Okay.
And afterwards, I got my car, cranked it up, ready to go, and she came walking over to my car. So I rolled down the window. It's like,
she
what?
She couldn't let you go, huh?
Yeah. Haven't we been together enough? Why?
Well,
no.
It was probably something about the kids.
We were talking, and she looks in my car, and I have a black bucket, like one of those 5-gallon buckets, sitting on the passenger seat. I mean, on the passenger floor.
Okay.
You mean like a kind of a Lowe's Home Depot bucket?
Exactly.
Yeah, because you're never going to have too many of those, right?
I bring it to work every now and then because we have a parking lot full of pine cones. I fill it up. I bring it home.
Martha Stewart.
And I use it in my fire pit.
Yeah.
Oh, do you really?
I do this every few weeks, just every now and then. And she just happened to catch me.
She had a bucket full of pine cones.
Well, actually, it was empty because I forgot to get them that morning.
Okay.
And she looks, she goes, you want to explain that? And I was like, well, yeah. And I went through the whole,
you told her.
Blah, 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 blah.
And
the more I talked, I'm looking at her face and she's like,
why?
And I'm thinking, I know, this sounds like I'm doing some kind of old man stupid thing, huh?
I don't think so. I mean...
That's what she said, yeah,
but
it
so
does.
Do you like that just for the scent crackling? When you say for your fire pit, you
it's
mean you're burning them?
It's easier than wood.
I use those like as a base for my firewood because it helps start it quickly.
It lights
okay.
it quick.
Okay, all right.
Those light quickly.
I have an accelerant I put in there, and I don't mean gasoline or lighter fluid.
What's the accelerant? You sound like Murphy.
Those little fire starter sticks.
Right,
sure.
Right. Yeah.
And you do put that in there with the pine cones and your logs on top of it, and it gets everything going quick, so you're not fighting to try to start
That's
it.
That's not so
It's not an old man
off.
Thing. In fact, I would say that really is, that's showing your more tender side, probably. I don't know.
Yeah, you're not chopping wood.
No, and I didn't mean, you know.
Sure.
she probably appreciates your, softness.
I don't know how she feels about it, but
just Mr. Pinecone collector.
I'm riding around with an empty 5-gallon bucket in my car. It
so
does sound
what?
Like some kind of thing.
So what? I bet you didn't enjoy having to explain. You've been single for a long time. You don't have to explain almost anything
no,
you do anymore.
No. She and I have a good relationship. So
I
it was
so
like
too.
It was a good laugh, and then I drove off, and it was
with
like
your empty bucket.
Yeah.
Coming up tomorrow morning, kids, our favorite day of the year, when Santa comes to call.
Hey, Santa Claus.
Hey.
Hey, Santa.
Yeah.
Whoa.
In studio, in person.
The real Santa. And this year, you know, he'll be wearing a mask, or he's going to be behind plexiglass. He's going to be behind plexiglass.
Yeah, he's going to be safely distanced for sure.
But regardless of all of that, we need him more than ever. Okay? And he's really funny, and he's really honest, and he also can get serious at times. You just never know.
That's what the beauty of Santa.
He's oh my God, I know.
Why didn't he want to do this at over Zoom or something, since we all have that technology now?
Maybe he's tired of it.
Yeah, I mean, I think that he's trying to show that he can still get around this year, but do it safely, you know?
Yeah, yeah. So are you ready to do your naughty and nice list with him, Sam?
I got some names. I probably need a few more.
Yeah? What else do you have in store for him? I have some special questions for him this year.
I've got some good jokes, some new jokes.
Good.
You know, one-liners.
Elves?
Hopefully like Elvis will show up with him, so.
Elvis the elf. Yeah.
Yeah, and you know what? He always seems to dig up something on you, Sam.
Well, if it's there,
a lot of it out there. You know?
Okay, so we want you kids to know that he'll be with us tomorrow morning for most of the morning, answering your questions. So you can send your love and your wishes to him now at MurphySamAndJody.com. Don't just send a list, though, of things that you'd like.
Yeah.
Send him questions. Send him your thanks and your love and your concerns. You know, we've had emails over the years and direct messages for kids who live in apartments.
Oh, yeah.
Like, how are you going to get in without the chimney? And he answers it.
Yeah.
You know?
Because he's done it.
He's done it lots and lots.
Yeah.
I hope he brings Elvis, the elf, so we can take some Elfies. See, this is how it's going to be.
Yeah, this is how it's going to be.
Sam. Giving everybody a warning right now.
He might appreciate it.
Yeah.
He also loves to answer questions about what it is that you want to leave him.
Yeah.
You know, if you want to leave him something different this year, not sugar cookies, if you want to do something special, you know, he will be honest about that.
And he's not lactose intolerant.
No, he's not.
He said that was just in a movie.
Yeah, that's right.
And he answers questions about the North Pole, too.
Yeah.
So anything you want to know about the reindeer and all that good stuff, kiddos, tomorrow morning right here.
Next, Jody's Hollywood Outsider.
Tell you how George Clooney lost 28 pounds and why he did it next.
Trending now. Jody's Hollywood Outsider.
Ladies, you're not going to recognize George Clooney if you see him in his next movie that debuts on Netflix next week. It's called The Midnight Sky.
That's Ether. It's a spaceship that we hoped would be our future. I have to warn them about the conditions on Earth.
It sounds like him.
That's his second space movie.
I know it. He likes the space subject. He looks a little bit like Letterman with this long gray beard right now, rocking this. But he lost 28 pounds for this movie called The Midnight Sky, and it landed him in the hospital. Did you hear about that? He developed pancreatitis a few days before the filming was set to begin.
Did he not have a doctor like overseeing?
I don't know why
him?
He wouldn't have done this with a medical crew, or maybe he did and they missed it, but he was trying too hard to lose weight quickly, which, you know, for your art, you suffer. Like Tom Hanks has done it. He did it big time. I remember when Christian Bale was trying to lose some serious weight for some role. He said he was like eating an apple a day, or a few bites of an apple a day.
Does that mean the Clooney diet's going to be the hot one next year?
He hasn't spoken about what he was doing, but obviously it didn't. No, it's not recommended.
I know.
It was not healthy. Anyway, the Midnight Sky debuts on Netflix next week.
Coming up with Murphy, Sam, and Jody.
More of your beautiful Christmas family traditions and how they started. You know, we love hearing from you. You can jump in with us anytime. It's 877-310-4MSJ to call. You can also text that number. If we're on the other line, when you call, you can leave us a message, and we do check every single voicemail.
Never miss a call. Murphy, Sam, and Jody, 24-hour voicemail.
Hi, this is Jane, and I'm traveling to work. I'm a 911 dispatcher, first responder.
Oh, yay!
Been doing it for 28 years, and our Christmas memory always is getting out my grandmother's dishes and setting them out. And when the boys turned 4 years old, we gave them their special China teacup and saucer to get their drink out of. They thought that was so special. Now they are 14 and 11, and they still treasure those little teacups to drink out of every year. It's part of our tradition. You guys have a wonderful day.
Thank you for that.
Bye.
Yeah, Gene, thank you for leaving us the voicemail and for being a first responder, too.
Yes, I appreciate that. Crazy year for you.
Let's check another one.
I was listening to your traditions, and I was going to tell you about mine. I was very sick when I was a child, and we were... I was actually in the hospital from Thanksgiving to New Year's at the age of 15. So my dad actually went home, got everything for Christmas. He brought the tree. He brought the stockings. He brought the lights, everything, and set up my entire room. I had my little brother and my mom. We were all piled in a hospital room for Christmas. And we woke up at like 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock in the morning, and we decided to go ahead and open up our presents then. So now our tradition has always been to... get up super, super, super early in the morning and do it. And it's always, that was kind of our way of looking back. And it was like a bittersweet moment. And that actually, even though being in a hospital is such a hard thing to do for Christmas, it's the best Christmas memory that I have as a child. That's, thank you so much and hope you guys have a Merry Christmas.
Thank you for the voicemail.
I do
never
know.
Thought of sneaking a Christmas tree into a hospital.
Yeah, it would be hard during
probably
COVID.
Probably can't do that right now, yeah.
Yeah, I do know that Santa does visit children's hospitals, actually first. We can confirm that with him tomorrow. Thank you. I believe that was Amber. 877-310-4MSJ to jump in with us anytime.
Three things you need to know today.
Number one, and it's the big one, a U.S. committee crucial for clearing the COVID-19 vaccine here in our nation. Going to hold an all-day meeting today, depending how the votes go. The first doses of that vaccine could ship as early as Friday,
so tomorrow. Is this like the last, because I thought this was already a done deal.
No, it's not a done deal. They have to check all of the right boxes. Yeah. You know, this is not like approving.
Well, I know we fast-tracked this thing.
So they're going to review data from Pfizer and the German startup company BioNTech. The vaccine that they've been giving in the UK.
Yeah.
They're going to review that data, and it's expected to happen.
Yeah.
They're going to be giving emergency use authorization. You understand? Just shy of full approval.
Cool.
It's expected to happen and go through today. So be looking. That's the big story today. Number two, this evening starts the 8-night Festival of Lights. Hanukkah begins. Exchanging of gifts, the game of dreidel, serving tasty dishes. And by the way,
is there official spelling of Hanukkah? Because you always see it Hanukkah or Chanukkah.
It's not Chanukkah. It can be spelled CH, but it's still Hanukkah. And by the way, it can be spelled 22 different ways.
Gotcha.
And
so
they're
the
all,
CH is quiet.
And
it's
they're all okay. Number three. In a COVID world, when everybody can't get an Xbox or a PlayStation, retro toys have made a big comeback, moms and dads. Rubik's Cubes, roller skates, games. In the pandemic world,
what year is
bringing
this?
Families closer together.
Three things to know today. Hey, coming up, for all you girls just like me that love Glee and Pitch Perfect.
Yeah, baby.
And I got a treat for you.
And Santa's going to be here tomorrow. It just doesn't get any happier than that.
He's funny, he's jolly, he's soulful, and he will answer your questions from our Facebook page and MurphySamAndJody.com.
I know when the TV show Glee was out, I was like I was a fangirl because I liked the singing. And just same with the movie Pitch Perfect.
Hi, any interest in joining our music group? We sing songs without any instruments.
Well, that was the first Pitch Perfect movie. After
the
that,
rest
they
of them, yeah.
Went
it's
downhill.
So true with movies, right?
And I don't know why, I just like voices that meld together.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And right now, the NCAA a cappella championship is going on. It is a real thing.
Yeah.
I'm going to play the four finalists. There's a final four for this one. They're doing everything virtual this year since they can't all get together. So everybody produced videos. University of Pennsylvania, they're doing Ed Sheeran.
Okay.
Cool, huh?
I like that song a lot. Yeah.
BYU is in here. Their group is called Vocal Point. They did Circle of Life.
It's the circle of life.
Ooh, that's big.
All that stuff you're hearing, there is no instruments.
I know.
It's all voices.
It's kind of like pentatonics.
Every is it really?
Sound is created with a human voice. Yeah.
And Vanderbilt is in this. You know, Vanderbilt Commodores? Well, their group is called the Melodores. They're doing Ariana Grande.
Big.
Hey, see, isn't this fun?
It is fun.
And Harvard, the Harvard Opportunes, They're doing All for Us.
Guilty, innocent, my love is imminent. I'm giving it, no need for prisoners. Bitch, please, please, please,
that's hard to beat.
Yeah. Wow. That to me sounds like Pitch Perfect, man.
Taking it. Sauce.
It sounds, you know, like Pentatonix a little bit,
it
too.
It does sound like Pentatonix.
Sounds like Harvard might be the winner this year.
Wow. Very cool. So when do they know?
It's all going on this week.
Wowza.
Coming up with Murphy, Sam, and Jody.
Jody has another Hollywood outsider.
Coming to you next, though, Melanie, 877-310-4MSJ. More of your very special but odd with your family Christmas traditions. Tell us about your Christmas traditions, the ones that are special and you know really happen only in your family. 877-310-4MSJ.
Hey, Melanie, what's up?
I was calling about the Christmas traditions.
Oh, yeah, hit us.
You know how nutcrackers have kind of become big the last 10 years or so?
Yes. Yeah.
So my kids were 4 and 5, 5 and 6 when I took them to see the Nutcracker Ballet in California.
Yeah.
And, you know, we came home with a Nutcracker book and a little expensive Nutcracker from the ballet. Well, that started a tradition that happened to be that Christmas that year. I found at, like, Target $10 Nutcracker.
Ooh.
And it had, like, a soldier and a fireman.
Yeah.
Here I am, like, 10 years later. Every year they get a Nutcracker.
Yes.
And it's a different one. None of them match.
Love
and we
it.
Have like lumberjacks, a nurse, all kinds of stuff. And they're like $10 a piece.
I know.
They're not super expensive.
Yeah.
And it's like just the right size to fill up the stocking.
Yeah, and it's just endless.
And so
you're
now
right.
They're like 14 and 15, and every year they beg to bring them out early, you know, play games with them. And every kid that comes over and visits our house loves them.
Yes.
Now I have like over 20 of them.
Wow.
And it's getting a little creepy. Like, I can't.
No. It's getting a lot decoration. It's gorgeous if you put them all together.
Yeah, they're really neat. Yeah, and then on the bottom of them, I've put the year on every one of them.
Smart.
And their names underneath them. So when they go on and get married and have their kids, then they'll have their...
They're not
crackers. Probably be really creepy by then.
It gets real creepy when you wake up the next morning and they've all moved.
Okay.
Yeah.
I like that a lot. And you're right, that is easy. It is simple.
And
smart.
Kids just love them, especially when they're all different.
That's some of the best stuff ever. They'll always remember those fondly. No matter how old they get, they'll bring them out at Christmas. It's probably also the idea of only seeing them once a year. You know, you don't take stuff for granted like that, right?
Yeah. Yeah, because they've asked to keep them out, and I'm like, nope, they
got
to go away. They're
special. Mommy can't handle that. They got to go away.
Well, thank you, Melanie.
Y'all have a good day. Y'all are great. Listen to you every day.
Thank you. You know, Jody, your Uncle Larry likes to collect those, too. I've thought of him immediately.
Yeah, you know, he has a few, and he's a Marine. He's a retired Marine, and he has a Marine Corps. Nutcracker.
Which is pretty cool.
So the coolest one, the baddest one. 877-310-4MSJ to hit us with your traditions.
Trending now, Jody's Hollywood Outsider.
Some big news for Jessica Simpson. You know I like Jessica. Great fashion, gorgeous girl, business savvy.
Memoir.
Down to earth. Her memoir is called Open Book. It's one of the biggest books of the year as far as, you know, celeb memoirs go.
You mean popular, not just thick.
Yeah, big.
Yeah.
Popular. Anyway, there's some other big stuff happening for her. She's got a deal with Amazon Studios to executive produce a fictionalized series all about her life based on Open Book, and another one, an unscripted docuseries that would take you kind of behind the scenes of her life, which I think is super cool. And the other thing to know is this, and I think Apple rated her audiobook as one of the best ever to enjoy.
And she reads
She's
it.
She's the one that reads it to
and
you.
And that's how he found out what she has dyslexia too,
yeah,
right?
She has dyslexia. But in this, and so she said reading it just by itself was a victory for her.
Yeah.
But in her book, she gets super real about her childhood, her stardom, her businesses, even addiction. So it's called Open Book. Look for it. The fictionalized version from Amazon Studios. So one of my favorite things from this morning is, Sam, in your music news, you said, let's put to rest the myth. Question whether Same Old Lang Syne by Dan Fogelberg is a Christmas song or not.
Met my old lover in the grocery store.
I had no friends who hate this song. I've got friends who would throw rocks at this song if they could.
Apparently,
I think it's kind of pretty.
Yeah, Dan and the girl in this song, the girl has come forth and said, yeah, it's all true.
It all happened.
They were high school sweethearts in 69 in Peoria, Illinois.
Right.
They went their separate ways when they were back in 75 for family Christmases in Peoria.
And they ran into each other.
They were at their own parties, and when they left, they went to the same store just coincidentally and ran into each other.
The reason I
grabbed a six-pack and went and sat in the car.
The reason I'll always raise
according
my
to
hand
the song.
That this song is fun or is it warrants listening to is that it tells a story.
Mm-hmm.
I do love a story, don't we all?
This is the kind of, you know, because I'm not a lyric person.
I know you're not.
That's the kind of song I can listen to because it leads me from point A to point B.
It does.
It's funny because for whatever reason, I had no reason to dislike that song ever.
But you did.
But, you know, and when I listened to the lyrics, then I understood it and I got it. You know, I mean, I tend not to be a lyrics person, as you both
know.
Weird.
It is a little cheesy, but it's eloquent too. It's cheesy. Yeah. They ran into each other and they ended up drinking beer in the car.
Yeah.
And then they go home and probably never see each other again.
She said they had the six-pack, they shared stories and updated each other, and then left.
But the eloquence of it is, some of the lyrics are beautiful. I pulled them up. I said the years had been a friend to her and that her eyes were still as blue. But in those eyes, I wasn't sure if I saw doubt or gratitude. Boom! Dan, beautiful lyrics. And the other beautiful part of the song is the end, guys, when he drives away and the music and the snow starts to fall. That's storytelling. It's beautiful.
Well, the snow turned to rain, didn't it?
You did hear it.
That's very poetic. See, I told you I paid attention to the lyrics, you know.
Okay, right. I still say it's not a Christmas song, though. It's set at Christmas.
Yeah, I mean, but a lot of songs are. Baby, It's Cold Outside technically is not a Christmas song.
It's not. Baby, It's Cold Outside. It doesn't matter what time of the year it is.
And Dan Fogelberg wrote this after a symphony also, didn't he? It's patterned after, I don't remember, is it John Philip Sousa? The da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
Aww.
Hey, I'm getting the jump on a New Year's resolution.
Okay, Sam, are you going to be happy in the new year?
No, I don't want to tackle the impossible. But I do want to do something that I know I can do, because usually when you make that, you know, I'm going to lose 30 pounds.
Don't make it too big. Sure, baby steps.
You set yourself up for failure.
Sure.
I'm going to declutter my life.
Oh, good. Well, your house is already like a museum.
Yeah, but there's things like my closet is too many clothes.
Oh.
You know, I got stuff I don't want. This isn't all Marie Kondo stuff, but it's like there's stuff in there I haven't worn and it's time to get serious.
Very good.
Get rid of it. I mean, I have an indoor refrigerator freezer and an outdoor refrigerator freezer.
Okay.
I'm one person. Do I need that much stuff frozen?
Sure, and you can donate some of it.
Yeah.
That's a good idea.
I give away meals to you two again.
That's great.
Yay. Oh, good. Declutter. Keep it going.
But I figure I'll do something I know I can do, and I'll be happy once it's done.
You will be happier.
Yeah, just remember, as Marie Kondo says, be sure to thank it before you give it away.
Right. Yeah. Coming up, if you love your dog more than life itself, I'm feeling ya, and I've got a really good gift idea for pet lovers next.
And we'd love for you to be part of the fun. So you can text us or call us at 877-310-4MSJ or hit us up on Facebook or Instagram, whatever works for you.
Today's gift of day idea. You guys ready? If you love your dog more than life itself, which I do, I have such a good, the most uncomplicated relationship in my life is Champ.
Earlier
my boyfriend dog.
Earlier this week was Gus, my dog's birthday.
Yes,
and I bought him this bone.
Good.
He won't do anything. He just doesn't want it.
I'm sorry.
It's a bummer.
Sometimes that happens.
What kind?
I don't know.
A loser bone.
Supposedly tastes like bacon. Obviously not, because he's not on it.
You just never know.
Weird.
Yeah. Okay. All right. For anybody who has a pet, who's a pet lover, if you want to give them a gift, Murphy, I'm surprised you have not bought these for our pack yet, our three dogs. Yeah. I take Champ walking almost every day, unless we're too busy. And when I don't walk him, he sulks around the house, and I can feel him looking at me. But anyway, they have several. We've linked one or two for you, but I've seen them at home improvement stores and at pet stores, so you could go pick one out. LED illuminated collars for night walking.
Yeah.
Because honestly, with this time of the year, I don't get to walk him until the sun is setting and it's getting dark.
Yeah, that concerns me. I ought to buy one for him and one for you. Not a collar, but you know, I mean, something that's got the LED lights
you
on it.
Should. You know? I should have little wristlets or something.
Yeah. Does it have, I mean, can you like make the patterns go, or is it just lit?
Some of them are just lit. Yeah. Some of them are more boozy than the others. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. You can get them that move, but they can get them in blue and green. I've seen them in orange and pink. You wouldn't want, you know, I mean, get the one you want.
Right.
But there's all kinds to choose from. They're about $20 or less. You can find them for $15. You can find them for $20. Mm-hmm. Rechargeable, you can find those too. Wow. So, I mean, I think that's a great idea for someone who walks their dog. It's safer for you and your dog. Mm-hmm.
That's a great idea. Then that way each dog can get a stocking this year.
Yeah, that happens at our house.
I wanted the blue one.
Okay, you can get some links, but literally I've seen them, and check your local pet stores, and I've seen them at home improvement stores. In fact, when you lost me in the home improvement store the other day, Murphy, that's what I was looking at.
Okay.
Get a link, giftodayideas at murphysamandjody.com. Coming up, another Hollywood outsider. Nicolas Cage has a new show on Netflix next year, Sam, that was made for you.
Trending now, Jody's Hollywood Outsider.
Sam, have I got a show for you in the new year? Ugh. Okay, I know that you know, we all know who Nicolas Cage is.
We're more like treasure protectors.
National Treasure.
You can watch it anytime.
He's very special, Nicolas Cage.
He's a great actor.
Hosting a show that will land on Netflix in January. Are you ready for this? History of Swear Words.
Oh,
really?
I can't tell you the names of each episode.
I'm sure.
Why not?
Each episode does one whole word. So it's six episodes in the series, and it's all the big, impactful swear words that you've heard. Can't, but he interviews historians, entertainers, experts.
Wow,
I mean, interesting. I guess the only place that you could do something like that is in an on-demand channel.
Yes,
none of the broadcast networks should do that.
Like, and it's funny in itself. It's being produced by the Funny or Die people.
Okay. Well, that makes sense.
And it's funny, like,
but it is legit, right? They're not making up the.
They're not making up words. Okay. The first one is a very. Very bad word. And he starts with it, and he explains it, and he acts, and it's funny.
Is it the B word?
But he does get, no.
How about, so funny, how about the D word?
No.
Funny or Die is Will Ferrell, right?
Yes, it is.
Will Ferrell? Yeah.
Yeah. The first episode is a P word.
Great.
Look for it on Netflix. History of Swear Words with Nicolas Cage in January.